B-Pod Studios.
Ready, set, go!
This is Checkpoint XP Daily, your daily dose of esports and video game discussion. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Beasley Esports XP. Here are your hosts, Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan.
Checkpoint Reach.
Hey, welcome to Checkpoint XP Daily for Friday, February 1st, 2019, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on ESPN Radio, 1300 AM in New Haven, Connecticut, as well as Fox Sports, 910 AM in Richmond, Virginia. Coming up today on Checkpoint XP Daily, we're sharing some of our favorite video game myths from when we were kids. That discussion is ahead in about 10 minutes here on Checkpoint XP Daily. But we start today looking ahead to the weekend. Not only is there another jam-packed weekend of League of Legends action, but the biggest event in sports is taking place on Sunday.
Wait, is it WrestleMania weekend? Did I miss that?
No.
Oh.
You mean to tell me, hold on, it's not Evo?
It's not Evo.
Oh.
The World Cup?
It's the... we can't actually say the name of it.
Oh,
the
one that game.
The one that Legal was very specific about.
That's correct, yes.
I gotcha. Can we steal from Stephen Colbert? Is that okay?
Probably.
It feels like a little devoid of originality.
Okay, here we go. The Magnificent Dish.
Yes, the magnificent dish is happening.
The fantastic basin.
How about the Hand Egg World Championships?
There we go. The Hand Egg World Championships.
The Uber Pipe. I mean, that's my context for bowls, guys. I'm sorry.
Oh, come on.
What? What do you want from me? I'm a stoner. I don't know what you want.
I like it.
Anyway, there's some kind of football game that's going on this
happening
weekend.
On Sunday.
People are making a big deal about it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of noise that's being made about it.
Only because if Tom Brady gets this next ring, he'll snap us all.
that's true. He has five. Five.
He's one
this would
more.
Be the six.
The favorite one that I've seen is that once he has all six, he can snap his fingers and half of the footballs in the league will deflate.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty funny.
That is a lot of cultural convergence, and I appreciate that.
That really is. Now, if you're out there listening, you're like, wait a minute. Hey, this is the esports show that I listen to. Guys, it's one day a year that we're going to sit and we're going to talk just a little bit of football because we have to admit, whether we want to or not, there is a convergence between esports and traditional
sports. If I can borrow a concept from Bob's Burgers, I think that I'm going to hold in all my poops until Sunday so that I can create a super bowl.
Okay.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
Wow.
Thank
this
you.
Is a whole new level of stupid.
Eugene Merman.
See, I like the idea that Joe came up to decide he wanted to talk about this because he does genuinely
like football.
Yeah. And then we just poo poo. Pun intended, all over all of this.
Well, no, because I totally get that because I can, even as a football fan, I can look at this week and go, oh my God, I don't want to see Tom Brady again.
But beyond that, it's just the whole hoopla around it. It's almost unavoidable. Like, you get to the point now where for that 5 hours, okay, you're not going to be able to go to get anything to eat. You ain't going to be able to really go to the store. There's going to be two stores.
You go to a restaurant, the service is going to be awful.
There's going to be two stores open, and they're always going to be your two least favorite stores in your least favorite part of town.
So what you're telling me is to plan for the superb owl in the same way that I prepared for the deep freeze that we had this
year. Yes, you should ask me and Robbie to bring you tea and not go anywhere.
That sounds accurate.
That's fair.
That's about it.
Expect
I gotcha.
Postmates to be closed.
Expect to tip $11 on your Postmates delivery.
I legitimately believe it will be harder to get people to leave to come deliver on Sunday than it is during the
I will
Olympics.
I will test that theory because the night that it was 40 below, I did get someone to deliver Coney Island to me.
But I disagree because I think more people will deliver on Superb Owl Sunday because that is a great day for parties and a great day for tips.
Yeah, that's very true. You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. I want to thank everyone listening on KNBR 1050 in San Francisco and the Big 920 in Milwaukee. We're currently talking about The Grande Bolo. I don't know.
Somebody
get him a thesaurus.
Inappropriate.
The great plate, as it were.
Plate.
Which of us are actually going to watch it? And if not, when's the last time you watched one?
Well, and I would love to ask the Twitch chat over at twitch.tv/checkpointxp, is this just another Sunday to you, or is this maybe the day of the year that you tune in?
No.
No?
Why? Why would it be? Listen, the football has played no role in my adult life whatsoever. Sure. Well, and I'm fine with that. There is no pressure from family to get into it. There is no driving need.
There's
socially
no driving social
to get
force.
Yeah, nothing. There's nothing in my life that says you need to do something you don't want to do.
The main reason I go is because I know my family's getting together, or I got a group of friends getting together.
And my family doesn't even get together. They don't care.
Yeah, so I do it for that. It's another reason for us to party and eat really great food.
Well, the reason I
have no care about the game.
Well, the reason I ask is because that particular game gets way more ratings than any other televised event of the year by a long shot, which means a lot of people only tune in for that particular day.
Well, and just like Norris, the last time that I remember watching it too, and this was years ago, back when the Budweiser frogs were like the hype commercial
been
a minute.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
So the only reason, and even back then, the only reason that I did it was for the commercials, but now with stuff like YouTube and the internet, you don't even got to worry about doing that on Sunday. Get the best ones the day after.
I feel like I watch the
there's
game.
There's a rumored three Marvel commercials, by the way.
Like, that excuse, I watch the game for the commercials. I don't know that that holds a whole lot of water anymore.
Not anymore. No. It did at one time.
Oh, yeah. At one point in time, it sure did.
And speaking of commercials, Ninja.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Ninja's going to be in one.
Ninja's doing an NFL commercial for this.
I forgot about that.
And I got to say,
they owe it to him.
Is it? Maybe, but
no, the NFL owes it to him. What he did with those NFL skins and got it popping with the young kids, they owe it to him. Okay,
but the way that commercial that we've seen so far, doesn't it seem more like they're using him more than anything else? Like, we're hip. Look, we got Ninja in here.
I mean, I'm sure he got to cash the paycheck. Yeah, don't make no mistake.
Right.
But I mean, after the New Year's Eve debacle where he tried and failed to get New York to fly,
here's where it's different. It's one thing to have to do something live in front of a bunch of people.
That's
another thing to be an ad.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do think that this is monumental. I mean, can you name another gaming celebrity that's been able to cross that mainstream threshold? Like, no one has broken over like that.
Yeah, to the great plate, absolutely not.
No, absolutely not. But I mean, like, you know, a couple of people have gotten close. You know, PewDiePie had gotten close with his appearance on South Park. But I mean,
but
like,
even he never made it.
Oh, he crashed straight into a wall after that.
Yeah, he
did. You know what I mean? Like, this is the realization of someone from really, like, legitimately the Twitch world, the video game world. He's an esports pro. He's got the goods in terms of the skills that you need to be a good streamer. He's also kept, and here's, I think, the part that Ninja doesn't get enough credit for, is that he's kept his damn nose clean. You know what I mean? Like,
he's had some minor controversies, but nothing big.
Very minor. Totally. And I feel like anything that anyone's tried to pin on him in the last couple of months,
it doesn't stick.
He's sidestepped it pretty
well. I mean, because legitimately they seem like very hyped up attempts to try to get you, you know what I mean? And like, I don't think that he has done anything that's worth, you know, tearing him down as an idol. And I think that this is really validating from an esports and video game perspective, because one of our dudes should be up there. Like, it's 2019.
It's validating.
It's time. And I think that that's awesome.
And the thing, I just think, I hate when people are starting to get into this camp and you feel this undercurrent of like, oh, Ninja is kind of not becoming one of us. He's becoming bigger than this whole subgenre and stuff. And I don't rock with that, man. I like the fact that he's being successful. Word out to Ninja, man. Southeast Michigan in the house.
Now, I have one more question for you guys. During that match, TSM is going to be playing FlyQuest, and CLG is going to be playing Cloud9.
If they crest,
over under on the total number of people watching during the event, 30,000. Over or under?
Under.
Ooh.
Oh. Under. If this was Worlds,
over with no problem.
They would have no problem.
I'm going to say over, and this is why. Even if you do want to watch both of them, you pull up a league on your phone.
Let me ask you something. Let me ask you, what is the average viewership for an NALCS weekend?
Between YouTube and Twitch. I mean, let's just say that we're just going to say Twitch only.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Twitch is the smaller of the two. Usually they're between 40 and 50K.
Okay. Really?
Their bulk of their viewership is YouTube, which is usually over 100.
Okay. I'm going to say, I'm going to side with Norris. I'm going to say under 30.
Okay. I mean, I could see it. Like, I could really see it, especially because League of Legends.
Although I don't think it's going to be much under 30. I mean, like 26, 27, 28, somewhere in that ballpark.
I think League of Legends is more than other esports.
Those particular teams as well, Joe. I mean, besides Cloud9, like those three teams are pretty like low on the totem.
Well, TSM.
Right,
yeah, TSM.
Probably the most popular team in the country.
But they're not playing Cloud9, are they?
No.
Yeah, so like the two.
But they are playing a 2-0 team in FlyQuest, so I don't know.
It's not the superb out.
Yeah, it's not, you're right.
It's
absolutely
not. Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, I don't see that pulling down.
I'm just saying it's also not Optic versus average. Golden Guardians, which I don't think would get over 4K.
Fair.
So.
That's fair. There's a lot going on this weekend. Going to be a fun weekend. And
party responsibly.
Yeah.
Yes, please. We don't want to have a sad segment on Monday morning. Please be safe. Eat a lot of chicken wings.
Yes.
That's right.
Oh, man, I want chicken wings.
Listen, we want to hear from you. Are you looking forward to the weekend, or should we just never discuss this ever again? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, or Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Next, we're going to be discussing some of the video game myths we all believed when we were kids. That discussion is ahead next on Checkpoint XP Daily.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Hey, welcome back to Checkpoint XP Daily, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank listeners on CBS Sports Radio 1300 in Baltimore, as well as The Ticket 1230 in Roanoke Rapids, North Carolina. Checkpoint XP Daily is now a part of the BPod Network at bpodstudios.com. For more great listening options, like If You Give a Rick a podcast for kids about the world of children's books, and Nerd Radio for everything from sci-fi to wrestling to all things nerdy in between, go to bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery. These days, if we have questions about what to do or where to go in the video game, the answers are at our fingertips. We take out our smartphone or laptop and look up a guide. But when we were growing up, there wasn't always that option. And it gave rise to some amazing video game myths.
Yeah, so we're going to turn back
the almost clock. Like urban legends.
Yeah, we got to turn back the clock a little bit here, because there's got to be listeners out there who've grown up with the laptop and the smartphone. Like, internet wasn't always an option when we were growing up. So if you like just didn't know where to go,
I mean,
you went down to the library and connected to their internet and hoped there was a guide online.
But in many cases, the internet exacerbated a lot of these myths. So that was the source of a lot of these.
Yes. That is 100% true. I remember one of the first big myths that I ever believed was that in Pokemon Yellow, they had hidden Pika Blue, which of course later became Meryl.
Yes.
Right?
I had forgotten about Pika Blue.
Pika Blue was like, that was a very, very real thing.
Oh, yeah.
It was cited in magazines. It was all over the internet. That was one of the first ones that I remember really giving concerted effort, because I was able to do the missing no trick. I was able to do all of the other Pokemon things. I was never able to get that one to work, and it drove me crazy. And that's, of course, because it was never real.
Exactly. I mean, that's the thing is in the absence of the internet, in many cases, everyone had a friend at school whose uncle worked for Nintendo or for Sega, and they were clued in on all the secrets that they could tell you.
This isn't a gaming myth, but were you guys ever told like a blatant lie by someone on the playground? Uncle works for Nintendo, and have the Legend of Zelda 3. It never came out. There was only like 1,000 copies made. I had a kid that did that to me. Ripped off the label of like the original Legend of Zelda.
Yeah.
So it was just a blank gold card, and tried to sell it to me for $100.
Wow. What
I'd
a jerk.
Slap that kid.
Oh, yeah. Man.
That's insane, dude.
Yeah. I didn't buy it, but clearly now, years later, like, I know what that is. Like, right. I know that was a scam.
But, you, I mean, you mentioned, like, Pokemon.
But that, dude, that haunted me for years, thinking that, like, I've missed out on that. Maybe that was real.
you always now just have to wonder if you could have played Legend of Zelda 4.
Exactly.
Or
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you mentioned Pokemon, which just had a ton of those kinds of myths. I mean, Mew is one of the most famous of all times. If you can move the truck in Vermilion City,
with strength. Yep.
With strength.
Yeah, yeah,
egg. You had to do like a certain move combination before you could use strength on the truck.
Well, what about
it didn't work.
No. What about the down B to like increase your chances of catching something?
Okay, low key, I still
that was everywhere.
Me too. Sometimes.
I still catch myself.
I mean, Final Fantasy XI. There was always rumors that you would get better crafting results if you faced in the proper direction. I still believe that's true.
Based cardinal directions.
Based on
directions.
The moon phase.
Moon phase. Yeah, that's a good one, too. This is one that went around all of the playgrounds. If you have Lara Croft jump in and out of the pool 100 times, she'll take her clothes off.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I remember that.
We'll just make that a category of the millions of supposed nude cheats for Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider specifically was like a specific fascination. You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. I want to thank everyone listening on 97.5 FM and 1280 AM The Zone in Salt Lake City, as well as ESPN Kenai 1140 in Alaska. We're currently talking about some of our favorite video game myths growing up in the age without the internet. One of mine was some of the Mortal Kombat myths. Some of those ended up being true. Some of them ended up being bunk.
Reptile
was a great example, and it ended up being true.
That was false for so long because no one could figure out how to do it, but then eventually it was revealed that yes, Reptile is in Mortal Kombat 1, and you can get him.
Yep.
It's incredibly difficult to get him, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Or
Noob Saibot.
Well, Noob Saibot was an Ermac were glitches.
Right.
Right.
That became canon.
They were like references in one game.
Well, Ermac is literally a glitch. It is a red ninja that popped up, and it was error macro.
Yep, error
and
Mac address. And in later games, they just named him Air Mac and kept him as a character.
Right.
Robbie, this one I got to mention for you. I mean, Aerith in FF7 and the litany of myths around her.
There was apparently a way to save her or bring her back. There wasn't.
No, you cannot get her to max level before that scene, and then she'll survive it. You can do it, but
it takes a while, but you're going to be really disappointed.
My favorite is that if you're mean enough to Tifa, she will jump in the way and take the hit for Aerith.
I actually
and die
have instead.
Never
heard,
heard
that.
That is
that's
one that I heard.
Categorically ridiculous.
So now, this is not a myth. If you're mean to both Aerith and Tifa, you can actually get the gold saucer date with Barrett. Instead. that's real.
What about the litany of characters that you could supposedly unlock in the original version of Super Smash Brothers?
Okay, the one I know about is Sonic.
Sonic was one.
Now, I don't know what you all heard as the myth, but my myth was on the race to the finish. You had to clear it in 8 seconds or less, which was not possible. I tried.
Here's a good one.
A long time.
A good one from Trash Panda TV in our chat over at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. If you beat Halo on Legendary without dying, you could see Master Chief's face.
Yes. Yes. That is a classic. I'd forgotten about that one. Yeah. If you beat it on Legendary without dying in that final sequence, the camera will be panned down just a little bit and you'll actually see his face when he takes his helmet off.
Nah, but here's one that I remember, and this wasn't about a particular game, but remember when everybody said Saddam Hussein was stockpiling PS2s
and building missiles out of them.
To build missiles.
I remember that.
That was insane.
And that was rampant.
Yeah.
That was rampant.
All over the place.
What about being able to play as Luigi in Mario 64?
Oh, if you got all 2,401 coins?
If you got everything in the game, then when you went up to Yoshi is hiding up on the top there.
I mean, Yoshi was a myth for a long time.
Until
it was proved. No, if you get all 121 stars, you can go up and see Yoshi. That is actually in there.
Yeah.
How about you can get the Triforce in Legend of Zelda?
Another one.
Yeah.
But guys, it's on the inventory screen. There must be a way to get it.
Nope.
There's not.
There is not. Nope.
Resident Evil 2. You can get play as Akuma.
Play as Akuma.
Or insert Capcom character here.
Yeah.
You can play as one of them. No.
No.
You can't do any of those. Norris, you're going to have to help me with this one. Shang Long?
Yeah, what so in Street Fighter, there was a mistranslation in the localization for the English version, Street Fighter 2. So Ryu, in his win quote, says, "You must defeat Shen Long to stand a chance." And everybody was like, "Oh, that's his master.
The final boss.
If you perfect, if you win every match, didn't drop around, and get a perfect in at least two of them, you could fight Ryu's master at the end." And as a joke, April Fool's joke, Capcom drew up the stuff and put him in the thing. Everybody's like, "Oh my god, it's real!" That just ended
well,
up
that's
being
sort
Akuma.
Of that's sort of like the cow level in Diablo that was rumored to be in the original Diablo for years, and then as a kind of an in joke and a nod to that in Diablo 2, they actually put it in.
Yep, that's the same thing.
And I love when developers kind of take the sort of in gags or stuff that the community comes up with and, you know, builds them straight into the game. I always think that that's a really wonderful nod to the creativity coming out of the video game industry. Melissa, we want to hear from you. Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. That's going to do it for Checkpoint XP Daily, the first internationally syndicated show on esports and gaming for radio. Visit our website at checkpointxp.com for insight on esports and gaming, as well as a full archive of podcasts and interviews. Join us Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Our theme is provided by the band Weird At Last. Find more at weirdatlast.com. Checkpoint XP Daily is a production of Beasley Esports XP. Thanks to our executive producing team of Buzz Knight, Mike Thomas, and Rick Scott. Lead segment producing by Joe Sloan. Producing and booking help from Christine Solis. And of course, my co-hosts who pull double duties as producers for Checkpoint XP, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan. My name's Nate Bender. Keep listening.
You've been listening to Checkpoint XP, a complete look at all things esports and gaming. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.